This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good Saturday afternoon. Welcome to another inspiring episode of Ride at Home with Rich, your go-to source for all things home improvement. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and today we have a treat for those dreaming of a kitchen that seamlessly blends elegance with universal accessibility. Joining us today is the brilliant Jake Spurgeon, Mosby Kitchen Designer. And, you know, Jake is one of our go-to experts in creating spaces that really cater to all needs and have, you know, I've personally watched Jake transform kitchens into functional works of art. You are absolutely going to love this. But don't forget, I'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack just like every week. Don't miss out on them either. So sit back, get ready for an insightful conversation. We'll uncover tips. We're going to do a lot of things here in the kitchen. I've got Jake with me. We absolutely love it. So, hey, Jake, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, for me, the countdown is here.
Yes.
I'm glad to have you back on. We've done this, you know, several times and, you know, love the great conversations. But actually, this is only one more show after this one for Ride at Home with Rich before I go in and take over that KMOX Home Improvement show. And I do want to remind everybody for 97.1, don't worry. It's even, I feel like it's even better news for you guys because you will get to actually call in and join in the conversations again if you have any questions about your house. So once I'm on KMOX, we're going to simulcast that second hour, same 12-to-1 hour, on to 97.1. So I'll be there. You can call in, hear stuff, ask questions, get them answered. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm glad I can get that back out there with the 97.1 listeners. So a lot of fun, is I think it's going to be. I'll have to have you on sometime.
Please.
With KMOX through that. We'll love it. So let's kind of get back into, for all the new people, your background. You know, what got you interested in design and how long have you been a designer here at Mosby?
Yeah, I've been a designer at Mosby here for almost 10 years and in the industry for 20 plus years. So just a few years under my belt and have just always been gravitated towards space planning, kitchen and bath design, additions, decks, and just the home as a space for all people.
Yeah.
And it's been a fantastic ride.
No, it has been, and we've done some pretty remarkable things together, and I absolutely love it. You have a little bit of a different role doing more of the actual designing part and everything. So I guess I'd start out, like, what's the most challenging part of your work, what you do?
I would say the most challenging part is to pinpoint exactly what a homeowner or client is wanting. They may have an idea for one thing, But in the end, it's much bigger than that. You know,
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking more of a macro look at things versus a micro look at it.
Yeah, no, that's totally awesome. And I've kind of, you know, I've watched you. I can see how you love what you do, but can you kind of explain to listeners, what do you really love about getting to help the clients design project for your clients?
Oh, to see that finished space in the end. To meet with a client initially and say, you know, what do we dislike about our home most? What is the challenges? What are your workarounds? Because we all have workarounds if something's not working, or if it's an accessibility issue, or not enough bedrooms. Asking them what's the end goal? What would we like? And then coming up with those solutions to have their home be exactly what they want it to be.
Yeah, no, it is awesome. It's such a good feeling. You know, I remember one of the clients years ago, I built this room for Mosby. We turned a screened-in porch into this really cool, like, office room, really nice, had this really neat ceiling with, you know, raised up with windows looking out, kind of all sunroom, a lot of glass. We heated the floor.
Nice.
And it was actually a hardwood floor with a low-volt heat. It is possible. We'd have a long conversation about how to do that and how you run it. But, and I'll never forget in the end, and the client was like, it's our dog's favorite room. They love the sun, the glass, the warm floor. They're like, they are always in here now. And I'm like, that is so cool.
Yep.
You know, to be able to create that space and give even the pets, you know, so much joy in what you've done.
You don't have to start the fireplace to have them sit on the fireplace hearth.
Yeah, no, that's my house, you know, with the naked cat. You turn on the fireplace, that thing is right in front of that. It sits right on it. No, absolutely. I need to get some warm floors for that poor cat. So talking about, you know, the company Mosby, 10 years is a great stretch. What do you really just love about Mosby, and what's kept you here for so long?
What's kept me here is to see how Mosby almost 10 years ago has morphed and changed and evolved to what it is today. Just that excellent, you know, leadership, the excellent coworkers and team members that we have, the excellent production team, and just how we have always had a vision to what the company can be. And it's been an exciting journey to be a part of that, and still more excited for the future.
Yeah, no, that is definitely something I'm always kind of trying to explain to people. I'm like, you know, it's kind of like St. Louis weather. If there's something you find you don't like here, it will just change. Just hang out.
Yep.
It will change so fast. And I just love, for me, the thought of, you know, basically we're never there. We're never as good as we're going to be. Even as good as you can be, it doesn't matter. We're going to change. We're going to do things. And we're going to be better next year than we are right now this year. So it's, yeah, that is such a cool thing.
Yeah. And the term that I've always loved is that nobody has ever said, this is the way we've always done it. That's never an answer.
You know what? That is, yeah.
Because if you're doing it the old way, it's the antiquated, non-vision way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the story of the ham, you know, cooking the ham and cutting off the end, and You know, they go all the way back to like great grandma who says, well, I cut off the end of the ham because it didn't fit in my pot. And now the generations have been cutting off the end of the ham because it didn't fit in her pot, you know, 75 years ago. And so, yes, that is a great point on that is like, yep, we're constantly never just going, we should always do it this way because everything changes. It's quite amazing. So now looking at like work projects, do you have a favorite type of remodeling project?
Lower levels and basements will always be my most eager to design because I think I feel you have the least amount of limitations because there's typically no walls. It's an unfinished space. It's a blank slate. So it's you can turn a lower level in a basement into anything that you want. A workout room, a theater space, a wine bar, additional bedrooms, crafts, anything you can think of. And those will always be the most fun for me. And they're a challenge for some. But for me, it's exciting to be challenged.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I can see the challenges in that just with, you know, what we deal with all the time in lower levels is, you know, the stairs, the post, all the columns, everything in the way. How do you work around all this stuff? And one of the things that I really enjoy about all the projects, but basements specifically is, you know, being able to show people what can be done kind of, you know, structurally and stuff to change it. So, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, they get these designs and stuff and they absolutely work around everything and they haven't really been offered the opportunity to say, well, what if we move that column?
Yep.
It might cost a little bit. I don't know. You know, but we could figure it out. We could show it. We could do that conceptually. And then you can choose, well, here's your basement with the column in the way.
Yep.
And here's with it moved. And here's the difference. And then let them make a great decision. And not everybody moves them, but you'd be, everyone would be surprised the amount of people that do that. They're like, wow, that is so much better. Like, I would absolutely pay to have it that much better.
It's the decision of equity in design. In the end, we can design anything for a client, but does it make equitable sense to spend those few extra pennies or dollars to achieve what it potentially achieves?
Yeah.
If it's not worth the price tag, it's then let's not do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like getting to shop. It's really cool thing. And so let's kind of start touching on education, training, certifications, stuff like that. So what kind of things? I know you've got a ton, but what kind of certifications and different things do you have?
The alphabet soup on the business card.
Yeah.
As I like to call it. I do have my certified kitchen and bath designer certification from the NKBA, the National Kitchen and Bath Association. I have my CAPS certification, which is a certified agent in place specialist. And then most recently, our UDCP, our Universal Design Certified Professional, which I'm most excited for because it takes a look at a space and instead of with CAPS, helps a homeowner age in that area, like move the laundry upstairs, widen some doorways. It's kind of a very minute look at things versus universal design is designing a space that's for anybody between the ages of 4 and 104. And regardless of abilities, whether you're a walker or use a cane or you're in a chair, to use every single space in a house and it seamlessly adapt and change without construction. And that's pretty exciting to do, to have that end in mind.
Yeah, no, that is really exciting. And I did really enjoy that training for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I did that training kind of like the same way I did the building science, energy audits, all that stuff. I don't really need to keep up with it, but to be able to talk to people, you know, during a first visit about some of these different things and talk to them more about what you guys are going to be thinking about. And like when they're doing this, they're on this, they are certified, they are keeping up with it, they are working through this, you know, so it makes sense for, you know, all of us to kind of have a really, really good understanding on what all that is and what all that means. So I mean, how do you really think this will, you know, help your clients now that you've got, you know, more knowledge and everything in this?
Well, it's always the client. I've noticed over several decades that they're always thinking about the now, and I'm trying to expand their thought process of if this is going to be the long-term home, we do need to be thinking about this in the future in case, you know, not just in case something happens, but if you have relatives that have limited abilities, let's make it comfortable for them to come visit your house, to get in the front door, to have a meal during the holidays with you, to visit and be comfortable and not feel like it's awkward for them or difficult for them to get around your home or use your home.
Yeah.
Or even to stay for maybe a couple days to a week from out of town. Just making everybody comfortable in that space.
Yeah, no, and that is such an important thing in helping people think about, you know, different things that can happen. And, you know, because they just, it's not what they do. So they just won't come up with that or won't think of that.
They're thinking about their small family nest in a way.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can forget that's our home, and we forget about people from other nests come over to our space. And we want to make them comfortable.
Yeah, I have a client with Parkinson's, and we've done a lot around his house for getting in and out and all this stuff to help him handle, you know, that disability as he grows and has it and, you know, changes. And what we did for his getting in and out of the house, the garage, the back door, all this, we did the same thing at his front door, mm-hmm. at the front porch and everything. But it wasn't even for him. He was like, but I have family members. I have people. We're all getting older, you know, that help them get to the front door. You know, he's like, I never go out my front door. I'd open it to let people in, you know, and it's like, well, what a thought. So, yeah, it's so important to, you know, think about all of that stuff and, you know, really make sure. So I do want to let everybody know, you know, if you need anything like this, you can give Mosby a call. Have me out. Have Jake out. Get the things you want and need. 314-909-1800 or find us online. callmosby.com. So we're going to get into my hack and a bunch more stuff. I want to talk more about kitchens, too. We'll be right back after this.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, we are back. You heard the man. Time for Rich's Right at Home Hack. And it's, as always, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. So, hey, to get rid of any of your bugs, pests, or animals unwanted, contact Holper's today, 314-310-0338 or holperspest.com. And today I got a neat little DIY thing that, you know, we do all the time as, you know, finished carpenters. And basically, instead of measuring trim to cut your miters and all that, say you're going around a door or a window, basically hold the trim in place and mark the trim up against the other piece of trim. It's much faster, much more accurate, takes less recutting and all that to get it in. So say you're going around a door, basically mark your reveal, set your piece of trim, cut the bottom, set it on the floor, put a little mark where you want that 45 to start, go cut the 45. That's exactly where you want to be. And then you can start doing that around the door. You could do both sides, and at the top, flip it upside down, mark both ends, cut both miters, slide it right in. One and done. I like to keep it super simple, easy, and effective for everybody. So hopefully this will help you out DIYing around the house. A good carpenter trick for you. Remember, you can find all these hacks on my Facebook. Search Rich Orris Mosby. You can get to every week. They're all back there, and check them out. So, hey, I am sitting here right now with Mosby designer, sales consultant, Jake Spurgeon, talking about helping people, universal design, all these different things. I do want to step into the kitchen, Jake, but I'm gonna start my on the road segment too, because we were kind of talking about, you know, that client with Parkinson's and helping him get in and out of the house, helping his friends and family get in and out of the front of the house. And we did a kitchen island for him a couple of years ago in preparation of all of this stuff. And that was probably really one of my first big looks at like this, you know, universal design kind of, you know, watching somebody create this island that can be used in so many different ways. And, you know, the statistic out there is that, you know, aside from cooking, more than half, like 58% or something of people use their island for just social gathering, entertaining, all that stuff. Like we talk about the heart of the home, all that. So we took his island and basically had three different heights, a spot for where he could sit, do work, stuff like that. It can tuck under for like a wheelchair if he needs that later. There's standing area. There's middle area. He has the grandkids over doing stuff and, you know, arts and crafts and different thing. And, man, he can do everything on this island. It is really neat and quite amazing. And it really opened my eyes to like, wow, you know, thinking about that, like we should be thinking about all these different things for everybody, right? Because
yeah,
not everything comes on as slow as something like this, you know? So in the kitchens, do you have any like favorite kitchen designs that you've done, that you've rebuilt, like a favorite job that you really kind of transformed for somebody?
Yeah. I mean, I've had clients that, you know, they're aging or they have, you know, multi-generations in a household and we have to plan for each one. But like you mentioned, the multi-level island is one of those great things to have, you know, shorter table height area for individuals to participate with cooking that might need to sit in a chair or are in a chair.
Yeah.
You have, you know, standard typical height countertops for us standards or standing individuals. And then you have taller for, you know, ones that just want to sit at that bar stool and might be a little bit shorter. Definitely little adaptations that you can make to kitchen design, like removable sink fronts that in the future, if somebody comes over or purchases that home or visits that needs to roll under the sink, you can literally pop off the front of the sink cabinet and it's, you would never know. It's that,
that's
an really adaptable design.
Neat. Yeah.
Same thing for cooktops. Be able to have the front of the cooktop cabinet pop off and you can roll under there and cook a meal. Having, you know, the dishwasher raised a little bit so it's easy to get to, not bending over so much if you have a back, you know, pinched disc or nerve. All these little things that you don't notice unless somebody informs you that it's possible, that you don't notice in design every day.
Yeah, yeah. And kind of running through just that kitchen area. So what do you really do for like, you know, figuring it out and function and flow and getting through that, you know, first kind of conceptual design? Can you kind of just explain, you know, how you figure that out, what you do and what we kind of deliver?
Yeah, it's, you know, initially we're always going to take a look at, you know, what space are we working with? Do we need to make it bigger or larger? Do we need to knock out walls? And then we take a look at who are the users of that space?
Yeah.
Is it, what are the typical ages? And then who visits? What are their abilities? And then you kind of, you plan out that typical work triangle. Where's our sink? Where's our cooktop? Where's our fridge? And making sure those are within appropriate distances and there's enough flow around the island. If there is an island or a peninsula or the, you know, the workspace in general, those traffic patterns, if you will, making sure that everybody has enough room to get around and use the space together. And then that's when you kind of plug in all the other, you know, do we want cabinets with drawers, roll trays, maybe tray dividers, pop-up mixer cabinets, getting that microwave away from over the cooktop and sticking it under in a base cabinet so everybody can reach it. Just those little nuances that we can get to and making sure it fits everybody's needs.
Yeah, yeah. And that you know, speaking of that microwave, you know, we've been doing that for so long now here and advising and people really love it. And but I never really thought about it in a universal sense like that. Mm-hmm. And when the training guy from NERI was like, well, if you want to know what's wrong with the microwave over the range, just go to your local emergency room and ask them about it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
the number of spills that can happen.
Yeah.
With pulling something out of a microwave over a cooktop space, not to mention it's a horrible exhaust fan. It never draws enough CFMs for cooking to get those greases and oils and smells out of your home. So looking at that aspect of it, it's a horrible design.
Yeah, yeah. And most of them don't even go outside the home. That's like such a shame, you know, that they, when we were working on my son bought a townhouse a few months ago, and before we even, you know, had it, we were talking about the appliances, and he was looking at new appliances, and he's like, well, do you think the exhaust actually goes outside? And I'm like, about 99.9% positive, no chance.
Yeah.
No chance at all. They don't do that. You know, it's recirculating. And his concern was actually, you know, it had gas.
Yeah.
And he was like, if it doesn't vent outside, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to live here, all this stuff. So you want to talk about a different situation from what we're used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Change the gas to electric.
Yep.
And so that way we didn't worry about venting outside. Now it's only smells or whatever, and it's not, you know, getting rid of those types of fumes. And, oh, my gosh, the comments from everyone, the electrician, the inspector.
Mm-hmm.
The inspector literally looks at it to inspect it, and he goes, he said to me, oh, boy, that the gas is capped off nicely. And then his next statement was, you don't see that too often. And I was like, okay, people don't cap off the gas line right too often? He goes, oh, no, I'm talking about changing it from gas to electric. And I'm like, oh, tell me something I haven't already heard.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves the gas, you know, loves that. But we need to ventilate that properly outside all of that. It's a really good thing to do, you know, if you're going to gas and get that out properly. So that's a lot of, you know, the other end of design, as far as we can make it look really cool, but then we've got all these people like me and construction and knowledge and all that saying, all right, how do we get this outside? How do we build it right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. So, but going around the kitchen, let's talk about lighting.
Yep.
What's most common? What do you usually do for that?
You know, the school of thought used to be, you know, just one big light in the kitchen and that was enough.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not working anymore. You know, we want to have layers of lighting, and, you know, we start with, well, let's light, you know, the walkways with can lights. You know, let's make sure that they're so far out from the wall cabinets to light your pathways. And then we want task lighting, like under cabinet lighting that's focused on our countertops to make sure we can see when we're using knives and, you know, prepping spaces. And not just for that, but as we age, our eyes need more light to function. One of the neat trivia questions with the universal design training was, a 40-year-old needs 3 times more light than a 20-year-old needs, as far as
that.
The power, how bright a space is.
Yeah.
So you need that extra light. And then, of course, having lighting that's, you know, pendant lighting over an island or a peninsula space that is, it's not glaring. The exposed Edison light bulb used to be so popular for a while.
Yeah,
it's
actually
not really great for us mature individuals.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's glaring.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about, you know, different types of light is you can have those cool bulbs and this really neat look as a different type of light as just for like that use. And then you've got your, you know, general lighting, task lighting, your can lights. And, you know, with dimmer switches, you can almost never have too much light.
Correct.
You know, because you can so control it. Matter of fact, just have Alexa control it.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
I'm a fan.
that is a really cool thing. And that's, you know, we should probably touch on that in the next segment. We'll get into a little more of some technologies integrated with that and appliances and different newer really cool stuff that, I think there's so much out there, you know, that can be done. It's really, really fabulous. I do want to just kind of remind everybody one more time that any of these needs, you know, here at Mosby, we do absolutely everything, inside, outside, exteriors, windows, doors, the kitchens, the bathrooms, like Jake was talking about, the lower levels. I invite you all, get with us, come in, have a conversation. It's totally worth the conversation to see what it's all about. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800. You can find us online at callmosby.com, or you can walk right into our studio in the heart of Kirkwood, 115 West Argonne, and just meet with some people, have a conversation, get an appointment set up, and we can get you taken care of. We'll get more into this when we return right now.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, guys, we are back. We are hanging out here with Jake Spurgeon, Mosby sales consultant, designer, does a lot around Mosby for any type of design you want, inside, outside, decks, kitchens, baths. Jake can handle absolutely everything for you. Having a great conversation over universal design, over kitchens. I love the kind of kitchen area, and there's so much that we can do. And I know there's a lot of technologies that are newer that, and not maybe just for the kitchen, but the whole house of, you know, what's some newer technology things that can happen for our clients?
Yeah, there's lots of changes that can happen with technology, and it's pretty easy to integrate yourself as a DIY user. Definitely designers can get involved and inform you about some of the spaces that are some of the areas that can be adaptive to voice.
Yeah.
We call it voice control. So, you know, Google, Alexa, Apple, Siri, they have all these capabilities like powered door locks or powered doors that you can open with your voice assistant. Changing the thermostat, changing light colors, just turning on ovens to preheat. There are tons of things that you can do in a space to control. Cameras, for example, to keep an eye on spaces in your house without having to leave the current space that you're in.
Yeah, and that is definitely one of the biggest things I see, you know, a lot of is everybody going to like some type of system, like the Ring system, or, you know, they're like, okay, I want to switch all that. I want to, while you're doing my door, I want a Ring doorbell. I want, you know, and it is really cool the different things that you can control with that. So I've got that. And yeah, my front door, I can literally unlock the door from my phone. So, you know, if anything's going on, I could just be like, yep, unlock it for someone. They can get in, they can get out, all of that. So it's pretty amazing. And it has a feature too. If I didn't set this up yet, and maybe at some point we'll need to or not, but there's like this Amazon feature with it where basically when Amazon shows up, it automatically unlocks your front door. It can slide the package in the door, shut the door. It'll automatically lock it.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's kind of really cool, you know, and you got the people on film. So they're, you know, if they did anything, you'd know who it is and you know when it happened. And so I think it's pretty protected, but it's a really cool feature, you know, for doing that. So I love when I'm like in someone's house, you know, looking at stuff or like the lower level. I had somebody that like, you know, we're walking down to look at the basement, and on the way down the steps, he's like, Alexa, turn on the basement lights. And they all come on. I'm like, that's so cool. So yeah, there's some really neat things, you know, that can happen to help people out with that. I love it. So what else is in the kitchens? Is there anything, you know, new happening, like 2024 coming up? What do you see coming down the pipeline for, you know, design in 2024?
Not so much in as far as we think we touched on a lot of the accessibility needs that spaces have, but definitely colors in kitchens are changing considerable. We are seeing a large surge of dark kitchens coming back. So this keeping things light, or maybe it's a dark island with a light perimeter cabinets, the exact opposite. Individuals are wanting dark greens, black kitchens, dark countertops, dark tile, very moody, very turn of the century, when stained woods that are dark just these very, very warm spaces. And yeah, it's great to design something that has that much emotion into it.
Yeah, and it is awesome. Like, you know, the colors that are not only just coming back, but, you know, getting people to use these colors. I think so many people are just kind of, I don't want to use the word fearful, but, you know, they're like, well, I want to keep it neutral. What if I sold it? What if I did this? What if I, you know, and, you know, when we did my son's place, his living room, we did a blue accent wall and like a deep blue, and his furniture is orange, like a kind of orange color that we bought. And it looks absolutely fabulous. You see these things apart. I don't, you know, you might go, oh, is that a great color for furniture? Man, you get it all in there together and it's like, wow, what a great decision. Mm-hmm. You know, so feel free to be bold.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. So let's get a little bit more into, like, you know, Mosby as the company, the design, you know, how we help people out and get through stuff. I just had Abby on, you know, before a couple weeks ago. We're talking about right kitchen, right bath, a quicker process, all this stuff. Can you just kind of touch on the designing of design build?
Yeah.
Bigger, more, you know, what happens during that design process?
Yeah, typically in that, like you said, that right kitchen, right bath, a little more streamlined, a little more straightforward, what kind of homeowners are familiar with or might have done in the past.
Yeah, less tearing out and less changes.
Kind of more of a pull and replace design.
Yeah.
Design build is really kind of expanding outside that immediate space of remodel into adjoining areas and making sure that the whole space is looked at holistically. That we are, do walls need to be removed? Do walls need to be added or adjusted? Are doorways being removed? To give a little bit more customization, a little more thinking and designing outside the box, a little bit more of a longer process to go through, and because there's more spaces that we're thinking about, typically involves more design material selections. We're involving more key players, so not just maybe a plumber, an electrician, and a carpenter, but tile setters, home automation experts, wiring experts, foundation companies, if we're doing additions, for example, to expand a space, landscaping, if we're working outside, lots of things, exterior siding crews, more key players are involved to kind of coordinate that whole dance of making the finished space done.
Yeah, it sounds like, definitely a lot of details, a lot of, you know, figuring out feasibility, that sort of thing, for sure, to really get to, you know, that great end result.
Yeah.
So for people out there, you know, that are thinking like, yeah, maybe we should look into our kitchen now. Maybe we're getting ready. They're, you know, what should people be kind of thinking about when getting ready for having people out or having a process like that happen?
When would you like the project done?
Yeah.
That's the always, everybody wants it done tomorrow. And unfortunately, any remodel deserves time, attention, and detail to it. So we need to plan way in the future.
Yeah.
Or plan now for a project to start and be finished in the future. So it ends up on time and it's disrupting our lives as little as possible, and that we're coordinating everything as we should.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I talk about that kind of in that, you know, universal design thing. I've had a lot of conversations over the years of, you know, think ahead with things like that, because once they're there, it happens fast, and it's hard to get things fast. And in today's, you know, remodeling and backlogs and thing, it takes a little bit longer. So that's a really great point. So for now too, like, say someone's thinking of all that stuff and they know to get started early, but, you know, we've got Christmas, we've got, you know, New Year's. What maybe should people pay attention to as they go through the holidays in preparation of talking about a remodel like that?
Yeah, when you're entertaining, if you're having individuals over for, you know, the holidays this time of year, maybe even New Year's celebration, pay attention to where people are congregating in your house. Pay attention to any problems you're experiencing as you're hosting,
yeah.
or even when you're at family members' houses. Pay attention to, because sometimes our friends and family's homes are a great example of what not to do.
That's a great point.
If they have an annoyance,
yeah.
maybe their bathroom is difficult to use, or they don't have, you know, it's not accessible for some of our, you know, older relatives. Think doorways, how many steps are there to get up to that family member's house or into your home? Those little things is just what you really should watch out for and make mental notes, write down notes, and then meet with a professional to have somebody over and say, here's the immediate needs for my house that I struggled with during these holidays. I don't want that to be this way next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so looking at, you know, performing a project, you know, we figured it out. We know what everything is. We're going to actually come out with the hammers and get started. You know, can people live and function through a kitchen remodel?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. It's a little bit of an inconvenience, of course, because we're disrupting a space in your home. But we can always have like the fridge relocated. You can always grill a little more.
Yeah.
But we make it as stress-free as possible to have it. We have lots of clients that have multiple young kids and they're surviving kitchen remodels.
Yeah. And you know, same thing with, you know, bathrooms and that relocating. Yes. If you have more than one bathroom, you can certainly get through that. We are definitely, you know, as being coming from the field and being a part and helping develop a lot of the things we do in the field years ago. You know, I would say we are really good at working with people on staying in their homes and, you know, being there during that remodel and protections and dust collection systems and, you know, all these really, really great things, you know, to get through it. So, but hey, we are just about out of time here. I'll remind everybody one more time, give us a call 314-909-1800 or find us online. callmosby.com. Jake, it was wonderful. I appreciate you coming on again. And
thank you so much.
Can't wait to do it again in the future. And I will talk to everybody else next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.